campus of John Brown University is quiet. Residence halls closed Monday as the campus responds to efforts to squelch the spread of COVID-19. The abrupt end to on-campus activity, classes will be online after the end of spring break, means annual events, including graduation, won't take place. Like so many other universities and institutions, John Brown officials are steering through unprecedented times. Yesterday morning, we reached Dr. Charles Chip Pollard, the president of John Brown University, on the phone and asked if there was any kind of playbook that John Brown University officials could refer to last week as decisions about the 2020 academic year had to be made.
Not for something like this, but we have a crisis response team that's all prepared for emergencies with respect to weather, emergencies with respect to the crisis with a student on campus. And our crisis response team has been meeting for 2 to 3 weeks before last week, actually meeting every day and monitoring what was happening. And so that's been that was very helpful as far as getting ready to I was not actively involved with that team. I mean, I was getting updates, but I wasn't meeting with them until last week, but I was getting regular updates every day. So that really helps that you already have a team in place. Again, this is strikingly unusual, this one, but that you have a team in place, included our nurse, it included our security folks, included our residence hall people, academic people, so people from around the campus that was monitoring it. So they were following and keeping me up to date on how we were preparing.
I know that things were changing daily, sometimes hourly. Once it was a national emergency, the move was made to have the students leave even earlier. What did that look like on the John Brown University campus?
So on Thursday of last week, before the national emergency, I really just came to the conclusion that we needed to close our residence halls. And I came to that conclusion with the advice from the crisis response team, but really a lot of it depended on what I was seeing at other universities, but also depended on our timing of spring break. So spring break was supposed to start this Friday. And I said to myself, I just don't think it's going to be wise for sending our students all over the country, literally all over the world, then having them come back. And once I made that decision, I started to back up. So I said, we're going to have to move to online classes on March 30th. And once we said that decision, I said, okay, so what's the best way we can now prepare to be ready to go online March 30th? And then I said, I want to give the students as much time as they can to get home. Also to process a little bit with respect to, you know, the grief of leaving early and all the rest, and also to give our faculty the most time to get ready to offer a really good online experience on March 30th. And that's when I, with the team and our cabinet, decided we should stop classes on Friday afternoon and give the faculty this whole week to prepare to go online, and then also give the students through the weekend. Initially we're through Friday, through Friday of this week. And then when the national emergency came out on Friday, we moved it to Monday. So that gave the weekend for families to come. We had a chapel service on Thursday night, which we announced it, which is a chance for us to think about it in the context of our Christian faith and about how we should respond to these times. And so I wanted to give us what I thought on Thursday is we need as much time as we can to do this well. And that means we got to make a decision today and then start the process so we can do it as well as we can.
One of the, this isn't the right word, but charms of John Brown University, a school that size, is it's right. Everyone seems to know each other. It's an intimate place, and not to minimize the health and economic uncertainties we have. But you mentioned the grief of leaving. There are some people who are leaving campus as seniors who, and again, not to minimize, but they're losing some closure that they thought they would have in April and May.
Yep, that's right. And so we did a couple of things to try to respond. That was the most gut-wrenching part of the decision was actually when I was thinking about the seniors. And so, again, why I decided to make the announcement, I made the announcement Thursday night in a chapel service, in part because I knew that they needed some aspect of both worship and a response emotionally to each other and all the rest in a public setting. I know there's some, you know, it was still before they were limiting sizes of groups and things. And again, I thought we were relatively low risk last week. That was another assumption that we had. If we had thought there would be high risk, we would have just immediately left and made everybody leave. The other thing I did is we had I took graduation pictures. Does anybody want to have a graduation picture? So I got dressed up in my graduation robe. I didn't shake any hands, but I did. I was willing to take a, and we were very careful to kind of sanitize things and all the rest. But I wanted to give them a chance to have a photo with me as a way to. As a way to, you know, have a little bit of that sense of closure. And again, in a low-risk environment, I figured that was something we could do to sort of help them as they grieve the loss of this last 6 weeks. And it's been tough. It's been very tough for our students.
I know that you have a very international community. Do you know if all the students were able to get out of Siloam Springs and get towards home?
Yeah, so... You know, we probably have between 800, 850 people that are in some sort of residence here. We're down to about, I think, 42 students that are still going to be on campus and that we'll take care of long term. And so that's almost exclusively international. Our goal was to get to zero, but we also realized there's going to be special circumstances where people couldn't continue to do their schoolwork online if they went home or had certain family issues or just, you know, travel restrictions, those sorts of things. And so we knew that we were going to have some, so we're setting up one of our residence halls. We're working right now to clean it and get it ready for those students, and we're ready to take care of them as long as we need to.
There are other weeks when John Brown University seems quiet, the week after graduation, holiday break, but does it feel different right now?
Yeah, my wife and I walked our dog last night, and I think it was the moment, I've been busy for the last week, so it was the moment it hit me, because I think it's the emptiest the campus I've ever seen it in my 16 years last night as I walked around. There were maybe six cars in parking lots. Even in the summertime, there's more cars in the parking lot. And then that's when I sensed that they're all gone. And again, it was a little bit emotional for us because we're in this business because we love students. And so a university is different when their students aren't on campus. And so that was true. Now, again, had a lot of communications, virtually and otherwise, from students about, you know, how they're going to connect and how they're going to keep going and how we're going to be prepared for that. And so there are going to be some great opportunities that come through starting March 30th. But their physical presence, that's an important part of what we do here at GABU.
Finally, you mentioned that the announcement of the most recent plan that went into effect was made at chapel, and you mentioned that there's Christian faith. Faith is, I guess, different for so many people, but how important is that to you, your students, your community, your friends, to us right now?
No, I think it's really important. I mean, again, for most, and I said this to the students, for most of them, this is not something that will probably affect them. We're not doing this to, first and foremost, to protect them, because their immune systems are good and they're young and everything else. I said, we're doing this to protect other people. And that's what Christians do. They think of the other person first rather than they think about themselves first. And so I said, you know, in your sadness, in your grief, remember you're doing this for other folks. Other folks, and for some folks, they're the most vulnerable. And again, that's a central component of what our Christian faith is about. And the second thing I said to them was, you know, people that are Christians are people of faith first. They're not people of fear. And so as we respond to this, we respond with an understanding of our commitment to Christ, an understanding of our security that comes in Christ. So you can respond to other people in other ways out of faith and not out of fear, because there's obviously a lot of anxiety and fear right now. So, again, I think that was an important part of why we did the service, was to be able to, and to speak one more time with them in the personal voice was important. So those are a couple of things we talked about on Thursday night.
Well, Dr. Pollard, please get rest, stay well, and thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much. Appreciate the interview.
Dr. Charles Chip Pollard is the president of John Brown University. He spoke with us by phone yesterday morning. This is a Thursday edition of Ozarks at Large.